It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we travel to Eagle River to hear about the joys of pond hockey in an installment of Wisconsin Life.
First, a public hearing on Governor Walker's proposed state budget is taking place today in the city of Brilliant, a small community of around 3,000 residents in northeastern Wisconsin. It's the first in a series of four budget hearings around the state.
Public testimony got underway at around 10 o'clock this morning, scheduled to last until 5 p.m.
Here with us now to talk about what's been happening at today's hearing is Sean Johnson, WPR state government reporter. Sean, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So you are at this very first public hearing on the budget. Set the scene for us. What are you seeing so far today?
Yeah, what it is it's kind of rapid fire testimony, which is the way it's been at these things for quite a few years. And they have time limits, 2-minute time limits. And so people get up there. I think the vast majority of people who testify know they're going to have time limits in advance. And so they've got these prepared remarks. So that they can get their statement in under time, and they just move fast from one person to the next. There's people waiting on deck, so you got a line of people waiting to testify. It's just one person after another, and you know it's fairly organized too, in that you have groups that have an interest in the budget, have learned to bring their people here to testify. And so they'll sign up early to testify. And so this morning, for example, you heard public school advocates make a big presence in the early going of the budget. And so you had public school administrators, school board members all testifying. And you've seen other interest groups, too, show kind of a presence here. But really moving fast. It's hard to imagine legislators absorbing all of this, but they say that every now and then there will be an issue that catches their attention that they didn't know about in advance.
You said people have a 2-minute time limit. Do you get the sense, sitting there watching this, that people would like to say more, be more expansive had they the time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people get cut off pretty regularly. Like I said, they are preparing their remarks to fit into that short time limit, so it happens less often than you'd think, but 2 minutes goes by real fast. Every now and then you'll have somebody who'll kind of open up and start to talk to members of the committee kind of off the cuff, joke around with them, try to be personable, and suddenly they realize they've eaten up about 1.5 minutes of their testimony and they've only got a few seconds left to go to talk about the point that they wanted to make when they got here. So it's, you know, it's kind of ridiculous in a way. It's got to be maddening if you've got this issue that's near and dear to you to get up there and try to sum it up in 2 minutes, but they do get through a lot of people this way. And, you know, it is something that Republicans and Democrats, going back to when Democrats were in charge of the legislature, have done with these time limits.
How many people would you say have attended the hearing so far?
I think there were 250 or so who had registered to speak, and that's not to say that they're all going to get a chance to speak or that they're all going to stick around, but about 250 or so, I think, had registered to speak. You've got people filing in and out of the auditorium all day. It's not packed. I mean, you can find a seat here if you want to in this auditorium at Brilliant High School, but pretty big crowd, and, I imagine that they will be going definitely until 5, which is when they're scheduled to close, and I think it may be that if you have registered to speak by 5, they'll take your testimony after that.
Now, you mentioned a lot of folks talking about the subject of education in the budget this morning. What else are you hearing as the day progresses?
Education was definitely the dominant theme, criticizing the governor's budget cut in the first year of the budget and continued revenue caps. But another theme that is definitely not partisan in nature is criticizing the governor's budget when it comes to long-term care for programs like family care and IRIS, community-based care programs that advocates say they like because it gives them some independence, lets them choose their care providers. And the governor's budget is moving away from those to more of a one-size-fits-all statewide insurance program, like an HMO program. Advocates don't like this. They didn't see it coming, they say. They're arguing that if we have to make big changes to our long-term care programs, we need to sit down with stakeholders and talk about what those are going to be, how they're going to affect people with disabilities. And they say that didn't happen with the governor's budget. And so you have not only the people who are providing that care coming here to testify, you have people who are receiving the care coming here to testify. And so you've got a lot of wheelchairs in the auditorium and some pretty emotional testimony there. That's one that's hard to explain, but definitely affects people's lives in a big way.
And when you see that emotional testimony, do you see any kind of reaction, maybe an emotional reaction from the legislators listening?
I will tell you they are less apt to cut off testimony when they see that, especially if it's someone with a disability who is having trouble formulating the words. They're listening. That's not one where they're saying, 2 minutes is up, let's move along. So there are some exceptions to the rule.
Now, you tweeted earlier that public administrators have dominated a bit of the day's discussion. What are they saying?
So the governor's budget, when it comes to education, it cuts state funding in the first year of the biennium, the two-year budget. And so what public school, not just administrators, but also school board members are saying is that we have had budget after budget now of state funding cuts. You know, one of the administrators said that his funding had been cut in half, his state funding had been cut in half since, by more than half since 2006. I mean, a lot of factors go into state aid. So, to sum that up is, just pure state budget cuts might not be accurate, but they have gone through a number of budgets now where their state aid has been cut, and their ability to make that up at the local level through property taxes has also been clamped down. So they've had these revenue caps put on them by the governor's budgets, and that happens again in this budget. So essentially, if they're in trouble and they need to have more property tax dollars to make up for those cuts and to operate, they have to go to referendum to do that. And they say that's just really no way to run a school system. So they have been, as they have been in budgets past, they've been one of the most organized lobbying forces at this public hearing. And there are lawmakers, I know, majority Republican lawmakers, who are sympathetic to that. And they're saying that if there's increased tax collections in May, that is if, tax collections come in faster than expected, they want to use some of that money first and foremost on public schools.
Now, before today's hearing, some lawmakers have been speaking out regarding the proposed cuts and changes to the UW system, including Representative John Nygren, who co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee. What's the latest there, and are you hearing about that at the hearing?
Yeah, you are hearing a little bit about it. It hasn't been quite as sustained of testimony as the public school advocates, which can just be a function of when they got here to sign up to testify, not necessarily a function of how much it affects people or the kind of heat there is behind the issue. But there have been people who've talked about the size of the cut being too big to absorb. And what Representative Nygren said today before the meeting was that he is working on a plan to get rid of the public authority that the governor proposed for the University of Wisconsin system. So this is the thing where the governor says, yes, I cut the budget, but I gave them this UW system authority. It would give them the opportunity to make more decisions, about how they run themselves. It looks like they're talking about phasing that out, Representative Nygren is. In addition to that, he says he is looking to give the system some more flexibilities to cut their own costs, including, he's also talking to the system about a tuition increase for out-of-state students to help soften some of those budget cuts. But he's not talking about taking new revenue and applying it to the University of Wisconsin system.
And we leave it there. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, you're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Government Reporter.